your radio set for romance.
Kiss me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
From AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is the Steve and Lou Show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo, Mondays, 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX. Call-in number 914-636-0110. There is some space on our phone board, so please call in if you have any idea. Talk about anything we've raised or anything you want to raise. Wide open here conversation. That's the best kind. But we've been talking about the Durham investigation, U.S. Attorney, looking into Hillary Clinton misconduct, possible other Democrats and such, affecting the 2020 President Trump campaign. That's his reelection campaign. We're not talking about 2016. That's a whole other box of troubles. But it will be interesting to see how that's played, see if any Republicans have the brass to carry that ball and exploit it for what is a legitimate news story, at the very least, equal, if not exceeding, according to Lou Feliciano, my partner here, to Watergate. I agree. It's something that should be explored, exploited by concerned Americans, not just Republicans, Democrats too. Let's face it, this is Watergate on steroids. Maybe you said that, but certainly Watergate in a different order of magnitude, which is the late cliche. I think it's worth investigating, and that's very important. And we shouldn't let loose talk of war in Ukraine distract us from serious issues of governance like this latest Clinton scandal, and also, of course, the horrible troubles of inflation, which will only get worse. Vince has been on the phone with us. Vince, before you finish your point about education, which is a very strong interest of yours, and you've helped me orientate myself in New Rochelle, you spoke very eloquently last week, and you caused me to speak and others. I do believe there's a growing awareness of a problem in our schools, Lou, Vince and Lou. And Vince, you have played a major role in making that public aware, and I hope you'll continue. So, do you plan to talk tomorrow night?
Yes, I called to sign up to speak, and it looks like, as far as I can tell, nobody else has signed up to speak tomorrow night.
Yes.
But in any case, a couple of points I want to make.
Vince, we don't have the time for a couple of points. Just narrow it down. Just get really zero in on this.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. One has to do with the question of student safety. There was a question as to whether this student at our high school that shot and murdered the other student down by Columbus,
yes,
Elementary had been in school that day. If he did, maybe he had the gun in his backpack all day. We don't know for sure.
Of course.
But as a parent, I raised a question as to whether we think a metal detector system of some sort,
of course,
might be in order.
Yep.
Now, you have some who rather stupidly, I shouldn't use that word, very inflammatory language,
yes,
incendiary language, calling metal detectors racist because, yep, our school district is mostly minority. Those comments come from I don't know what kind of personality. I don't know. Maybe they just like trouble. But it has nothing to do with facts.
It sounds like someone who doesn't want to get to the root problem, which is, let's face it, bottom line is violence, regardless of the source. We've got to get rid of the violence before we can talk about justice, equity, never mind effective education.
I want to get into this, Vince, if you don't mind. What you're talking about, the schools and these metal detectors. Number one, I'm against it. I'll tell you the reason why, Vince. I'd rather have alternate schools or whatever like that. We have a lot of parochial schools around that were closed up through financial reasons. Take one of those schools, we could lease or whatever like that, the building or whatever, so much money, and put an alternate school there. Kids who are not up to par or kids that are troubled, because you cannot deny nobody an education. So troubled kids.
But Lou, here's the problem with that.
Go ahead.
Number one, we have to identify these particular kids. And number two, it could be any kid walking in with a
It doesn't go by race. It goes by the person or whatever. See, but what happens is, Vince, let me finish talking, please. What happens is, if we put metal detectors in our school system, All right. Reason why our property value is holding its own compared to, let's say, Mount Vernon and Yonkers is because we have a good school system. But if we put metal detectors in here and we just put billions of dollars in downtown Neuchâtel, rebuild it.
Yes.
And people find out there's metal detectors in the school, and you know how a story goes. A guy catches a one-pound fish before you know it, it's a 30-pound fish.
You raise a good...
Vince,
I think Lou raises a fair rejoinder to you, but Vince, I think you make a fair point, too. Let's face it, they're building those apartments. We all know they're going to have trouble filling them, and we all know that most of them are rentals. Those people do not anticipate using our schools long term, but they've made the calculation. Let's give them credit. The planners and the builders have made calculations that a certain class of people will come here for perhaps a limited time with limited objectives. We're still an attractive location, distance from Times Square, et cetera. I think some people in that population will accept metal detectors, whether they send their kids to our schools or not. But I still think the answer must be made. Are metal detectors a legitimate response in some circumstances? And I have to say they are, Vince. And I think the automatic rejection as it being racist or something else is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is
you
ridiculous.
Know, from you know, edge of town and then publishers around. But here's the thing, Aru. I was involved in this in New York City, and metal detectors have been ruled by the court to be not only constitutional but very permitted.
Right.
Now, we don't have to do all 3,200, 3,500 kids.
Yes.
That's very cumbersome and expensive. I get it. But right now, there is a way to have a metal detector system, and as the kids walk in, a computer-generated program.
Yes.
Selects kids at random. So there's no bias,
yes.
No racism. Oh, I want you, I want you. The human element is out of it. Now, all I'm saying is we ought to at least look at it. I'm not saying we should do it, because metal detectors don't always, it's not a foolproof method.
Vince, you made a very valid point. We have to move on, but conclude your comments. It's a valid point. We'll consider it. We'll review it again.
Okay.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you for raising the issue. And again, I want to say thanks to Vince. He's encouraged me to go to these meetings. I only wish more parents were listening, Lou, on any side of the question. I don't care if they're crying racism or economics or simply educational excellence. We need more parents involved. I'll tell you, Lou, at last week's meeting, the town hall meeting was almost overfilling with people. It was very impressive.
Well, Steve.
But unfortunately, most of them didn't stay for the regular meeting, which had a regular agenda. And that's a problem, because that's where the meat of the issues come up, and that's where they talk about educational issues and such. So we have the attention of some parents, but usually it takes a bit of violence to cause them to come out of the woodwork. We need regular attendance. After all, we've got a $300 million budget, larger than the military budget of the nation of Guatemala.
Yeah.
This is how bad it's gotten.
Well,
we can't educate 10,000 kids for the cost of defending a Central American country. It's a joke.
Well, Steve, we got other calls, but I'm just going to make this quick here. Well, my kids are in their 40s, all right? But when my kids were young, they had an alternative school for kids like this. They had St. Gabe's was a school, was a church that closed down. And then kids that were troubled or had bad marks or class, you said disrupt the classes or whatever like that.
Yes.
They put these kids at St. Gabe's. So why can't we get an alternate school system? This way they don't hurt the regular population kids,
right,
who are trying to learn,
yes,
trying to get a good education,
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't have to do with race, religion, creed, anything. It has to do with what's right and what's wrong for the taxpayers. 66% of your taxes go to the school board.
To the credit of the school board, they do have a program now. It meets, unfortunately, because it keeps getting butted out or spilled out of other facilities. It's now at the, I believe, the Mascaro Boys Club, next to the Columbus School. I don't care where the location is, but I've met some of the parents. They've spoken at meetings very strongly and passionately. They feel like the kids are being stuck in wastebaskets, taken out of the way. They feel some discrimination. But I agree with you. There's got to be a way to isolate kids in a random manner that's technological, but also uses good common sense and metrics, strategic metrics. We've proved in the military and in job screening. There's got to be a way to do it. Unfortunately, a lot of the initial parent population is suspicious. I think the school board should, A, start getting parents used to the idea of the need for security, and B, have more of these meetings. credit to Vince, credit to School Superintendent Raymond for getting these issues out there. They have to be discussed further. We can't be afraid of it. As I said last week at the meeting, Lou, we have to consider alternatives. We have to look at the laboratory next door to us, which is the Bronx, New York, where I've been on a couple of charter school boards. And also we look at parochial schools, yeshivas, madrasas. There are better ways to educate that have to be investigated. We have to be fearless. This is the Lou and Steve Show. We'll be back right after this last commercial break.
Group hug.
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
From AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Before I forget, first things first, got to thank friends, recognize friends. Larchmont Barbershop, thank you. Nice to meet you guys. Mike and Alex in Larchmont, great recommendation by my partner here, Lou. Great job you do. May your business have great success. Thanks for your great service. I'm going to go back to you guys. Further on schools, real fast, Lou raises good points about parents' concerns, reputation, public publicity. Technology has to be harnessed. We have to consider scale. When I spoke at the meeting last week, I said we have to look at new models, parochial schools, private schools, charter schools, public schools. We have to consider breaking schools up as they've done in the Bronx, as I believe they broke up my school in Bayside, Queens, Bayside High School, one of the greatest schools in New York City for the time 50 years ago, but also the largest school in the city. It is no longer the largest. They took measures. They have to consider that, New Rochelle, until they are fearless and willing to risk public censure and outrage from parents and engaging parents, we're not going to have solutions. Let's go to our next caller, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Chris, sorry, just fast to your point, please.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, fast. Yeah, I can't talk long. I just took my wife to dinner.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Chris.
Yes.
You and the wife.
We're in Mama Asunta's restaurant. Yeah. Anyway, on Ukraine, I don't have time, but the whole thing really is not about Ukraine. I think I told this to you before. It's about an attack on Western democracy.
Exactly. Okay? I agree with that.
Yeah, by not only Putin, by Xi, and it's caused and the main incentive that they have was the destabilization of our democracy, caused by the big lie and the insurrection.
Well, but before you quote the insurrection, remember, we had over 100 days of rioting over the George Floyd murder. Let's call it a murder or killing. Those were in Democrat cities. Were they in offenses against democracy?
That's an orange comparison. Okay, when you talk about civil rights demonstrations.
But Chris,
there's no comparison rights demonstrations.
These were fiery demonstrations with violence and deaths. The January 6th violence, any of the violence was perpetrated by law enforcement officers against citizens.
Really?
Ashley Babbitt, you know who she is?
Yeah.
She's
the
life that was lost.
Yeah, I understand.
That wasn't a Democrat.
Wait a minute. All right, to vilify that police officer. Did you see all the videos of the violence that was being imposed up on these law officers?
Inexcusable. I think Lou agrees with the inexcusable, but that was
physical
destruction. But that was not the same as fires.
Set
fires.
No, they were attacking police officers, hitting them with things.
But that's versus one day versus 100 days across the nation from Seattle to Chicago, to New York.
Very different.
I don't think they can
very
be at all.
There's no comparison.
Be considered without. No. You need comparison. Need perspective. Yeah. I think the violence by the left, BLM, Antifa. I think it's documented. It's in the evening news. Even they couldn't help it.
See, I see crime as crime. But if there's a crime committed, I don't care where it's at. The person should be charged with the crime.
I agree with you.
And that's it. The insurrection was wrong. Was totally wrong. That whole thing went out of whack. or whatever, even though I believe there was a lot of implants there.
False flags.
False flags there, and I think that. But I think that the people who did these things should be punished. Just the same thing as the Black Lives Matter people did things should be punished.
But not locked in law-breaking, constitution-breaking D.C. jails without representation.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris,
I agree with that.
How many days is it now? It's longer than a year.
Yes.
This is worse than the gulag in Stalinist Russia. I think your formulation has to be reconsidered. Not a great example, January 6th, by extremists of both sides, but something we'll have to investigate further. But certainly no cause of the troubles between Ukraine and Russia, not in my opinion. Let's go to our next caller, Bruce Bass, please. Excuse me, Mike.
Mike.
How you doing? I didn't know I was on.
Mike, please speed to your point. We just let the clock get ahead of us.
The Durham report. What is going to come of this now? Probably nothing because of the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate.
Yes.
If it was the Republicans with the majority.
Without a doubt.
Then you would have a little bit more juice behind it.
Mike, I agree.
My only hope is that things get kind of tabled and put to the side, and then after the November election, they take it up again because, it's just like, with race stuff.
Yep.
You can't look at color. You can't look at party. Right is right and wrong
You're right.
is wrong.
And since when did questions of law-breaking by Hillary and the Democrats or Trump and the Republicans – since when did that have to do with the political control of Washington? Should have nothing to do with politics. It should be justice based on our Constitution and laws.
Exactly. And this is what doesn't happen in this country. They make marijuana legal because of people that are in, people who are black and Hispanic and they term it now, black and brown people. Are the ones that are getting arrested for it.
Mike, point made. Thank you. We want to move on, get our last caller.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Many thanks. Bruce?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, Bruce, I'm sorry. We've run out of time, but jump right into
let's go real quick. The Durham report says, here's a quote, the government's evidence at trial will also establish blah, blah, blah. Right there, few people are talking about that sentence. The government's evidence at trial.
Yes.
He is going to have trials.
Yep. He's serious. And Democrats can accept it as truth or fiction. That's fine. That's our system. And you can accept the facts or not, but you can't decide it's not worthy of introducing to the public and not report it as the media is doing. Bruce, fair point. Thank you for the call. Lou, last words.
I want to wish everybody a very big happy Valentine's Day.
Me too. To you all. And I hope next week, as Lou advises, we'll report on the unreported smash and grabs in Tony Westchester stores and the immigrant flights in the dark of night illegally into Westchester County. Fair reporting by Westchester.
1460 WVOX.
Oh, newspapermen meet such a...
Coming up, you'll...